Then there's a ditch before you get there. If you know where you're looking, it's a pretty good sized ditch. It's still on the right there. And his cabin was somewhere on the banks of that ditch there, because after he built the cabin, they came through and dug that ditch later on. Because he said they had a little old steam shovel, which would look like a toy now when they dug it out. And, they run across the stump out there. And how long did he say it took them to get through?
I don't know, but it took forever.
There was a tree fell in the from the earthquake, I suppose. Of course, it was so small, they couldn't pull it up with it. And they cut and took mules and pulled the chips out of it. That's how big it was. Mm. And some monstrous trees.
Now, you're speaking about this little house here.
Yeah,
that's the house.
That was a later one from what I understand.
But this wasn't the pole shack. This was another house.
That was a later house.
You're talking about the pole shack.
I'm talking about the pole shack. Because
this is the early one.
That was the earlier house.
Now, when did he move over to this property?
This property in 1935.
That was in 35. Well, I knew that was
I thought he came here earlier than that.
No, 1935. It was the year that they moved in on January of 1935,
right.
And she passed away the 10th of April because she was just determined to work in our yard, and she took pneumonia, mother did, and left four children. One 14, one 11, and one 10, and one 6. That's the second house. Then after he left this property here, he went on up a little further up here in Flat Lake, which is not necessary. I mean, and he built a right nice home there. But when the oldest girl was ready to go into junior high, he bought it. This was just a farm here.
Uh-huh. This was just a farm.
Yes. And
there was a house here, but it had burnt.
Yeah, the house
almost
had burnt down.
Where we're sitting.
Uh-huh. And, there was a little... Yeah, there was a little house right over here.
Well, there was three or four little houses around
just little bitty places.
Well, now then after you married him and you were living here down, did he farm around?
Oh, yeah. He farmed on up through until what, 1960?
Oh.
One or, yeah, he farmed. That's, didn't you read that letter?
Oh, yeah. Well, I knew he farmed, but I meant, did he farm right here? That's what
had a substantial holding around here. There was 160 across the road, and then he had 80 here behind.
That's what I had read.
When he farmed the place over here?
Well, I know, but that was a rental property.
Yeah. Well, he farmed it.
I meant, mm-hmm. Did he farm here, or did he, I have some relatives who live in one place, but then they have a farm that's not far away. And
He farmed this particular place. But,
yeah, that's what I mean.
But most of his farming operation was always someplace else when he farmed.
Mm-hmm. That's what.
And
I
he would rent.
He rented. He used to farm.
But he rented the land where was the Indian Mound west end of town, going to the air base.
What they call a place.
But he rented that. And that's when he had these beautiful perching mares that he took to the field. And
he started bringing off his track, getting off.
And then whenever he put that, then he went into all he had.
That's when he brags about when he was the second biggest farmer in Mississippi County.
Yeah, he went into the tractor business. That's why he's so.
Of course, there wasn't nobody farming that year but him, Mr.
there was a
few
little.
The man with the people in the river.
Well, you might say that.
Yeah.
No, that's
that was during the Depression.
That was during the.
Oh, yeah, and of course, money was...
Well, he was farming the property when we married.
Uh-huh.
But that was... He started farming it during the Depression, because that was the year when Depression really got bad. The man at the mule barn come out and give him all the mules.
To feed them.
To feed them.
Just so they could keep them starving.
Because they didn't want to have to bury them when they starved to death.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought all the mules. When he lived out in Flat Lake, but not at this place.
No.
Well, most people think it's the home, but it's not. Daddy built it.
Mm-hmm. It's... halfway between here and out in Flat Lake, a little bit further.
He had a big barn there, and the guy come out there and asked him if he would take the mules and feed them, just keep them alive.
See, I told you he'd help. He can remember some things I forget.
Now, that's really interesting.
His hobby is playing dominoes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He loves dominoes. But he hasn't worked any not since, you might say, what, 62, I guess, is when he had that
63, 64, when he really quit.
He's had three strokes. Mm-hmm. But he's mobile. He can do most. He cooks his own breakfast and still likes it.
That's nice.
It was nice for me.
Nice for you, yeah.
Well, when these boys came along, I had other things I had to be doing, and he'd just get busy and cook his breakfast and take off.